Okay, Oisman Pesucha. An open Oisman, which is what we call regular man, is Tumanosa Ksas Kamoy Chav Vav. It's a combination of a Chav and a Vav. And therefore, the right side, the top, has to be round like a chav. However, lamata yilo zavis, the bottom, it does have a point. It does come to a square. Ubelo ekev, but no extension. It doesn't stick out backwards. Vegagad yilo lamala shaba ubelo ogol. It's not rounded totally. Not the whole thing is not a round, but it's a straight line with a round in the back.
It's a parking issue.
Yeah.
Not today, is it?
Open house for the high school. This is a little bit larger version to work with. So it makes life a little bit easier. Okay. Gami gaga oruch akenegel mashava tachtun, and the top should be as long as the bottom. Because of the mem psucha.
Thank you.
Okay. Because of the chachilo, all of these issues over here are not going to be ma'akim necessarily be the evid. Vachartim shibitzad small. Yisrael lidva kesher legaga. So the chartim, which means the vav, which you have on the left side, you have to be careful that it should touch the gag of the mem. V'yilachachilah kemat moshuch b'shova imagag. You want to have it that it should be basically the same height and extension. The head of the vav should be basically, as it were, the same height as the head of the mem. So it's like its continuation. But it's not totally attached. There's is a gap on top between the two. So there's an indentation between the two then. It's like a vav, which is a little bit bent out, going towards, as it goes down, towards the left. But not a lot. It has to reach down all the way towards the bottom of the chartoim of the vav is the same depth as the bottom of the moshav of the mem, the foot of the mem. Okay. Moedius or Shalyigaboy, it can't touch on the bottom. That's very important, because then it's a mem stuma. On the other hand, it shouldn't be too far away either. Which will mean the vav would be in a very strong angle. And then that would not be considered kosher. Okay. Now, it's possible. It's not attached. Then it's like a letter chav and a letter vav. That's possible. If you continue on to the next letter, it's like a sidrin. So if it's not attached, you're lacking in it's like a sidrin. Okay. Who I did im hidbik hakartim lamata b'mokam psichoso lamem the apostle. If it touched on the bottom, it's a problem. Word the didn't liyab b'sim lamabeis sifirches the yantikan im lekosa b'dayin acharav b'til mezuzas. So then the question over there is, what he sends you back to discuss is, is the solution for that just erasing it, because then theoretically by just erasing it what you're left, what you're dealing with is a chok teiches, or maybe since really it's obvious it's two different letters, so maybe you can just erase it, you don't have to rewrite the whole thing. Furthermore, since you write it in two parts, so you don't have to redo the chaf part of the mem, you just have to just redo the vav part of the mem. Okay. I'm confused. Fine. Sirus Oysimem Stuma. Tia Lechatkila Agula Lamala Litzad Yamin. It should be round on top on the right side. Shouldn't be a square. Ulamata Yila Zobus Yamin. On the bottom right, it should be square. Ulasmol. And on the bottom left, also it's square. Shotei near is Kasamak. We don't want it looking like Kasamak, which is round on the bottom. Mimli also came. Batina kara kisamich is psula. If you didn't square it off and you rounded it off, and a child came along and said that looks like a samach, called it a samach. So that's going to passel, and that's going to passel. And pasha, that'll be a problem to the point of that it doesn't have source of ice, so you can't. It'll be a problem shalok sidrin. You can't even go back later on and by Tilma's Zizos, you can't go back and fix it. It should be, even on the top, it should be square. Because in people's mind, the Samach and this are not so different. So since it is kosher on top when it's squared, you might as well make the heker as much as possible, it should be different. Mamazud Tia Stumim Kolzad has to be totally closed. On the left side, the head sticks out, so it looks like the head sticks out. So if you just look at the left side of the mem, it looks almost like there's a head of a vav and a line coming down. So it's not just a perfect square, it extends a little bit more to the left on top.
They have the
sophises over here? No. They do the sophises. Right, here it is. Yeah. Right, so you see it's sticking out on the left side. It's extending out a little bit beyond. So if you sort of cover over the rest of it, it would look like a vav. It has a head of a vav going down. Okay. Well, Yimshal Gag Letzad Smola Harbe. We don't want it sending out too far. But if you did, that you can remove the part which extends out. Vein b'zeh mishum chotoyches Rishol Kesidron. It does have sirus ois. So it means you're not making an ois by doing it. And therefore, it's not chotaychus, and it's not shlok esidron. We mimsa came b'shem hakodesh in the word with shem elokim, so you have a mem sofis at the end. So ein l'sakna b'yishur kach b'yikosher. You would leave it as is. You wouldn't erase part of the shem. Okay. Megam b'shabbos ein l'hotzi acheres of orzeh. So on the weekdays you could correct it. So you correct it, and Shabbos where you can't correct, you'll use it as is. He does point out that in the Bir Halacha, Yigra HaMoyser, which is in the first wide line, he says, but if it's so far out that the child doesn't recognize the letter, so then you have a suffix what to do with it. It could be over there, Greer would not work because he doesn't have Sursa Ois. It's really far out. So then, you know, like the kid says, I don't know what this is. You know? Okay. So that is Mem Pshuta and Mem Stuma, as referred to in the Gemara.
Well, what if it's a very wide reish and the kid doesn't recognize it? Right? A very big reish? We didn't say the same thing there, that if a child doesn't...
Right, so that's because over there, Batsim, Halacha says that is Surah Sa'is. But yeah, but at least we saw it's not, we shouldn't be Mamshech a letter of the Chatkila, but Halacha said that's called that's one of the letters which if you're Mamshech it's called Had Surah Sa'is. So Halacha gave it Surah Sa'is. Over here, it's not clear that Halacha gave it Surah Sa'is, so our child is going to be the final decisor. Iceland Kfufa Yasa Rasha Kamai Rash Zion. So the head of it is like a Zion, which means that it's a head with the lay coming out in the middle. So the head extends beyond the leg on both sides. And we give him a tagan aloud. It has three tagan on top. You don't want it to be wider than the head of a Zion. Why? The heavy diamond of the base, because if you do that, you make it too wide. So in some way it looks like a base. So it has the long head on top, and then it has the foot on the bottom, and that looks more like a base already. So you shouldn't make the head more than the head of a Zion. If it's too wide, it's going to look more like a base. And similarly, you want the foot to go more to the left than the head. It shouldn't look like a narrow base. It shouldn't look like a base or a chof. If it doesn't extend too far, so you want the foot to extend on the bottom. Like in the picture over here, the head is a share of a kumus in height and in width, and the foot extends further, so it doesn't parallel a narrow base where the head and the bottom will be the top and bottom will be the same.
Would a base be kosher
if it's that thin?
No, if the vav was going to the middle of the top.
You mean the nun?
Well, I'm saying. He's saying if you do the bottom part of the nun.
No. It
will look like a base.
Well, it's looked like enough of a base, and not necessarily a halachically kosher base, but a perception base, right?
So, from a standpoint of reading, not from a standpoint of kashrus.
Right.
Would it still be lechatchila? If the bottom isn't wider than the top one?
If as long as the child will read it right, we're okay, yeah. Okay, but tavara nimshach miemsa roshay, the leg which comes down from the middle of the head, yilchashila ksas av or ksas, it should be a little bit thick, and it should have some distance to it. It shouldn't be like a very very short one. And it goes umuta. Now the word you have the word mutav should be muteh. They're magia, and the word should be, it should be inclined. The side you mean towards the right. By doing that, you'll be able to have. We discussed this before. Theoretically, if you put a letter here, there's space to put a letter near the head of the, because this is you pull it out. If you wouldn't go to the right, so you'd come straight down and continue out like this, you would be forced to move the next letter over. And so by doing that, the letter would be here, be very far away from the head. So it would look like it's more attached towards. There'd be a big gap between the head, the top of this letter and the next letter. If you incline it out to the right, so you get a full size foot that you like you're supposed to, and you have room to put a letter here, which won't be too far away from the head of the head of the nun.
Doesn't that cause a gap between that letter and the letter before it?
No, because again, it's. If you look at over here, there's not too much of a. If it come down straight, you already have a whole half of a width of a kumis, then you extend it out. So your next letter in the bottom is going to have to be all over here, but it's very far away from the head. Uh-huh. Over here, you wouldn't have that issue in the. In general, we sort of focus on the top, so the tops are near each other. In fact, the bottoms are far away. In people's minds, that's the first thing you see is the top part. So if the top is close, the bottom is further away, it doesn't bother us as much. Tia nun lechatchila agula lamata, the tzad yamin should be round on the bottom, on the right side. We've also nun kfufa lamala tzuris vav. If you did it like a result, which means the head, the leg did not come out from the middle of the head, came out from the right side of the head. Then Hashem Moshech Hatzaber Miksei Roishoy. If you took it out from the right side of the head, Haniach Primagadim Betzarachian. Primagadim is not sure what the status of that is, whether it's kosher or not. Maybe you have regarding Kivager, but Kedusha Kivager quotes him over here. Menachlis Tabe B'Simach of Gimel Mashal the Kasher B'Diavad. He holds it's Kasher B'Diavad if it came out like that. There's a long bare loch here in the bottom. He's trying to bring a riot to support the Machshirim. Chen Mashal Inis Zayt the Chermel Avu Shechazal B'Soyf Timunas Ois Yishaloi Hadvarim Shem Liikuba B'Chalois Bezetilig. At the end, the Lavush went through a list of each one. What is Ma'akim? He didn't mention this point that it has to come out from the middle as opposed to the right, but it seems to indicate it's not Ma'akim B'Diavad. Rakaparim Nir Pasha. But this much I would say: the Avul Dasa Primagadim Mahani Tikun. But correcting it would be—it's not—it's called it as Tzuris Ois. But Tefillah b'Tefillah Mezuzah now, you can correct it by Tefillah Mezuzah. Now, how do you correct it without losing your Tzuris Ois? In other words, the normal way you correct it is you would erase part of the leg and then rewrite the leg coming out of the middle of the head. Well, but once you do that, you lost your Tzuris Ois, now it's Shalok Pesidrin. So right now, in other words, the Prima Gadim agrees, it looks like a nun. So regardless of Tzuris Ois, even though we said before many times, you can have Tzuris Ois without being kosher. So we found that then Tzuris Ois, Shulk Hasidrin is holding Tzuris Ois. Mice, it looks like a nun. Kosher, it's not. So we'll fix it. Problem is over here, how do you fix it? So he says, Mishnah Berurah like this. So how do you fix it? What you do is you erase part of the head on the left side. Well, the harbor, not too much. Okay, she yeshara dying tumunas nun alav. It still looks like a nun. Then what you do is you add some more dio on the right side of the. In this way, the foot is coming out from the middle of the head. But so you erase part of the left and you add some more to the right. Which means it looks like a Zion now. So why do you have to raise the left side? Just add on the right side. Because the imkain yeh rosh rocha min rosh zayin vein lasses kain. What you end up with is a head which is wider than the head of a Zion, because you have full length to the left plus some more to the right. If that makes sense. Yeah? Making sense over here? I'm not getting people nodding their head. If I'm looking at the nun and the person put the added the leg to always to the left of the left side of the right side from the nun, right? Which you shouldn't have done. So if I add some more over here on the right, so now it's coming out of the middle, but the head is bigger than the head of a Zion. If I erase some over here and add some over here, so I end up with the balance of the head of a Zion. And that's proper. Okay. Tzuris Ois Nun Pshuta, that's for a Nun Kfufa. Nun Pshuta, what do you do? Is Tzuris Rosa Kumoy Zion? It's the same thing as a Zion. It's a Mamish look like a Zion. Gimel Tagan or Rosh has three Tagan on top. Ach Yerucha Kashir Shati Yeruya Lasa is a Nun Kfufa. It has to be long enough that you can bend it up to be a Nun Kfufa. So we saw that idea before by the Chaf Pshuta. It has to be long enough that you can bend it up and make a Chaf Kfufa. The similar idea over here. if you bend it, so the full length, the head usually is one gag, then the leg is three kumusim's worth, which allows you to, if you look at your nun, the leg with the size of the bottom is two kumusim's worth. And theoretically, if you'd want to bend this, you need to have all of this available to bend to be the equivalent of what's going to be over here on the foot of the nun. So you make three kumusim's worth of leg, so you have enough to say you have here, and then you can bend it and have it over here, and it'll look like a thin version of a nun kefufa. If you made it shorter, maron latinik lachachm latibish. You show it to a child. If a child calls it a Zion, psula, it's no good. Arucha. If you put it out from the instead of a nice long leg, but coming out from the right side as opposed to in the middle. So the primogodim says maybe it's kosher. Most person hold that it's possible. Says the Shar Ephraim, David Emes, and the Gan HaMelech. So all of them say that it's possible. So yeah, not too much to do about it. Sir, so Samach. Okay, so you're making a Samach. See a Gaga Lamala Rucha. So you want the Gaga on top to be straight across. It should be flat on top. And the bottom, it should be a little bit shorter. It has to be rounded on three sides, which means the malam mitzad. It has to be rounded on up on top on the right side. And both points on the bottom. Okay. So the garment has to be totally closed. And you want the head to extend out beyond the left leg. If you theoretically cover this up, it would look like the size of the head of a vav sticking out on the left side. Okay, suris ois ayin. So when you make an ayin, so yeah, ois rishon. The way you make an ayin is on the right side. You have something which starts off with kein yud. It starts off with the first part of it. It looks like a yud, which means that's the head of a yud. Ksas klapi mala, but it's supposed to go straight across, but the way yud goes across, it's facing on the left side, it's facing up the chadchilo. Guba moshuk tachtea b'amira ksas. It doesn't go down straight as it locks, and it goes more down like this, and then it curves over. So it's somewhere between curved and straight. If you make it too straight of an angle, you're gonna end up with not having room to put. You're gonna have a. So over here, because you angle it down this way, and then you angle up to that, but if you go straight this way, you end up with, it ends over here, the next letter is going to be very far away from the head of the ayin. So because it extends by doing it a little bit angle, and then turning this way, as opposed to going all the way the whole time at a full angle, you end up with it ending closer to the top than you would otherwise. That's the point that he's saying. If you need to. What's he a Zion Emeris Bishova? And then what is he saying over here? Ubo Tia Zion Emeris. This way the Zion. Now the, then on that you add this first verse, you add a Zion, which is standing in its bishah, which goes straight down. And it touches the bottom and the lower half of the ayin. So we point out before that all of these letters, the left part of the letter is an ayin. So it has a head which extends to both sides. It has three tagin on top. It has a leg which goes straight down. And it touches the ayin closer to the end. So if you would fill in, as it were, part of this going down, so it's touching more than just this little line, it's wider. So it's touching over here, and you widen it out, then that's where it would touch the ayin. So we discussed before that same issue which you have with the yud touching the aleph. It touches it just the width of a foot of an aleph, and not more. And if it's touching more than that, on both sides, this is thicker, so that's lacking in source eyes. Okay. The two heads of the iron should not touch. In regards to B'di'evit, can you erase it? So we'll talk about that when we get to Shin. I'm rushing a little bit. I would like to see if we can. Between tonight and tomorrow night, finish up all of the letters to say before Rosh Hashanah. Next week, we can start in. So we need to get through, the Pei's at least. Okay. Pei's interesting letter. Right, so you see your Bei's inside the Pei. It's always a fascinating thing to me. I love the Bei's inside the blank of the Pei is a Bei's. Okay. Sorry, Liuslo Chachil Lamala, but Sadimin Zobis Mivafnim. It has to have a corner inside on the right side. That's this point over here on the top of the pay, top inside of the pay. And the top also, it should have a small point on the top right. But then it continues. It's instead of going straight down, it curves outwards toward the right. To give it a round shape, and the bottom it's round, bottom right it's round. Can I call a kafufa? It's a gula lamata the chatchila. Like all of the letters which are called the kafufas, your chaf kafufa and your nun kafufa, all of them are round in the bottom right. On the other hand, inside it should be pointing. So the white inside, the blank inside, should look like a base. The width of the The width of inside was a kumas. Why is it kumas v'chatzi? At least a kumas v'chatzi. Mechal b'kumas v'chatzi. Aha. It looks more like. If you look at your, the opening. It's large enough that when you have the nekuda means the yud which is coming down facing in. It's not going to touch the other side of the pay, so there has to be room to put that head, which is the size of a kumul's worth. So you need to be able to make the gap inside, at least a komus v'chatzis is worth that you'll have a space where the nakuda, which is the upside down yud coming inside, will not touch the body of the pay on the other side. You don't want that it should have the best way to describe this is showing you the picture. If you can look at this picture over here, it has like a foot sticking out over there on that side. So that gives them room to make the bays, but it looks like there's like a break in the flow of the letter. So that's called oishover. So we spoke about that before. That's called oishover, and that's not acceptable. You have it extending out on the right, like in a square way. It helps the bays inside looking, you know, which is true. But it's a broken letter. You lose the flow of the letter. It has to be round on the outside, like we said. And inside, you're going to make a base loven, so you're going to have to draw it right, but that's your challenge. The reason why these seraphim are doing what they're doing, they're not accustomed so the way you hold the kumis, they're grappling with the fact that to make this corner inside, they don't know how to hold the kumas, that it should sort of continue rounded on one side and come a straight edge on the other side. So, which gives you the zavas over there that you're trying to accomplish. So because they're not familiar with that, therefore they sort of like stop the letter and almost like start a new letter. And that's why it's called a shover.
It looks a little shover from the inside. That's okay. It's just
right.
The outside. It can't look shover.
Correct.
So that's their challenge.
Right.
That they can't. That once they make it shover on the inside, it looks shover on the outside. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Well, he seems to be saying that, you know, in the movement, you sort of twist the kulmas, so on one side it's still coming out round, and the other side is coming down straight.
Yeah.
It's a very challenging motion.
It looks like it.
So, I don't have any pays in my name when I have to write my name on a get. So, even olives are easier than pays, so... And yours are not too bad either, so...
They can't, put the outline of the letter and then fill it with ink. They're not allowed to do that, right?
What, in Sophras?
Yeah.
We don't...
I'm saying, but even physically, I mean, if they could write it out, you know what I'm saying?
Stencil.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we do. I mean, we do it. We actually do, theoretically, you can use it for Adam, for signing on a get, but we don't use it for Ksivas Evertara.
So they have to be really talented to do this type
right.
of letter.
Okay, then he said this. The second thing which they do, which he doesn't like, so instead of making the nakuda all the way over to the left, they sort of hang it from the middle. That's wrong. What's it referring to? Okay. They do two things. Uh-huh. They're squaring it off. And they make the kudah, instead of making it round, they square it off. So they're coming to a point and then going across. And also, they instead of having it all the way over at the edge, they're doing it from the middle. So they combine both things. So that they're mekalkel the tzuris vav. And if you picture what he means by tzuris vav, this is the head of a vav, and this is the leg of the vav going up to the point, the tag on top. Starting from here, you have a tzuris vav. Yeah, make sense? If you just see that, that's a vav.
There's upside a head down vav.
Well, it's been upside down vav, right? So, but if you move it over to in the middle, where's the vav? Right, so they're being mekalkel that tzuris vav that he's supposed to make legamri. That's what he means on that.
Bending.
What? They move it over. They move the nekuda over instead of being it here. Take a look at number six. They make this akev on the outside, and they put the nekuda in over here, and here's their base, right? So they make it square, and they also make it in the middle, as opposed to all the way over to the left. So that was this problem that they were grappling with. The Sefer was doing that, so he's not very happy
with an overhang.
With an overhang,
so that's possible.
He sounds like that. Okay. Obeemis. Mishenu Yodei Lasses Kumashikosav Aksivatam, of this Saver Aksivatam, which is quoted, if you don't know how to do it right, Yersin Toy Blasses the Basin Mifnim Beloy Akev. So the best Eitzah is, so you won't have the base inside. It's not Ma'akev Yev, but if it doesn't, you know, have that. Remember, the Akev was the part of the base which sticks out beyond the head. That's called the Akev. So it'll look like a squared off base without the foot sticking out. It'd be better to do that than to make the shover. Rock was always levad, just with a corner. Imachi yaser pay shover. Remember, that's much better than making a pay shover. Kefil tmatunas bay is gufa. Akev lovely kuba hukla. We already said before that by the base also is not ma'akev. The akev is not ma'akev. Kavu charm over here. Chasam Yisrael Yisker akev klal. The baruch shomer, which says you should put a base inside, didn't stress you need an akev. The vadi lo nochen hula says I did that pay shover. At kan hago. So don't something which is not ma'akev b'klal in the base inside is not a reason to make the whole letter shover. That's ridiculous. Ukitz al panel, it's not small, it has an ukitz on top of the tzatzmol. Mir the matel and a kuda shabasekh, and that ukitz continues right above where the leg goes down, so it looks like it's one long thing. It looks like the nakuda is sort of hanging on it. It would look like a vav if you turn the pay upside down, that would look like a vav. My time at Tia Nakuda Lamata Litzat Smola Gula Tumnus Rosh Vav. Therefore, it has to be rounded on the edge, like a Vav. The head of a Vav on the right side is rounded. Tia Nakuda Bishum Mokum Mifnim. It shouldn't touch anywhere inside, not on the bottom, not on the top, not on the side. Vimnoga Psul. If it touches anywhere, it's possible. Vimizor Shabanakuda Shalatia Hafucha Litzat Chuz. It shouldn't be facing outwards. I don't know why somebody would do that, but okay. The lavachi tzarchian afilu b'diavad. If you have it facing outwards, you could be, you know, you make your vav facing another direction. It's ma'akev. We told the nekuda b'ukut shal panei hapei. If you didn't go straight down, but you moved it over to the right, like we said before. You moved it over more towards the right. The same way the hay, we said, if instead of having it parallel to the left side, you moved it over to the right, it'd be the same issue we have over here also. And so he's not sure if that's kosher b'di'evit. If it didn't touch, but it's the gap is not large enough that the child will still perceive it as a pay. If it's close enough that the child recognizes it's called it as surasais, it's possible, but in surasais, there's not a problem with shalaka sidra. If you just made it a straight line down, which he said by Aleph over there, the heel, that was my, I think he, that was a problem, but he yeah, had it. It has to have, the same we said by the pay on the top, there should be, it should be somewhat of a point, so that the pay, your pay, pshuta, should also have at that point. Again, so the same we've had all the letters, you have to be able to theoretically bend the bottom of the leg and come around and make a foot to your pay kfufa. But if the leg extends beyond the nakud on the left side, the length of a yud, it's good enough. He just has the word kimla yud, but it sounds like the whole thing is just the size of a yud, and that's wrong. What he means is kimla yud beyond where the nakuda is. You should extend it further. It's kosher, so you're allowed to extend it, but you should extend it further. The way you make the nakuda of the pek pshuta is the same. You make a pek, it should be all the way over to the left. It should be right under where the ukas is on top. Everything like we said before. It shouldn't be facing outwards. The tof, if you do that, it looks like a tof. Imam looks like a tof, right? It would face outwards. So you have a leg over here, and this will be facing out that way. That's a tof, right? If the pei pshuta, if this nakuda was flipped out facing the other way, so it's facing. So here you have your leg. Here you have your leg going out to the right. It's the exact same thing as a tof. So that's a problem. If it didn't, same things we had by kfufa. Okay, I guess we should leave Sari for tomorrow.